This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Louise asks, in the medical community, do doctors look at men and women as different? And not by sex, sexual characteristics, but in terms of bodily functions and, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A female's breast tissue is going to be different than a male's breast tissue. Some females may actually have prosthetic tissue, according to, I think it was San Diego's sexual medicine department. I went to a lecture in the early 2000s where one of the doctors said women actually can have PSA, actually it's near the G-spot, the area of their prosthetic tissue, but there is some. So we definitely develop differently. You know, we have different bone mass, different muscle mass. We will honor somebody's transitioning choice, and we will, you know, respect if they want to be, you know, called or referred to, you know, by their new name, by their new gender. But as physicians, we have to be very, very well aware if they still have ovaries, if they have testicles. We have to be aware that females will clog their coronary arteries sometimes differently than males, and their heart disease may present differently. And so since much of our medicine has found huge differences in males and females and risks, we will always have to keep that in mind. And that's not being anti-woke or anti-progressive, because I think it's more anti-woke and anti-progressive, not saving the life of somebody who is transgender because you confused their biological traits. So, you know, so far, if you've noticed, people have kind of left doctors alone. And so how, you know, I taught medical students is to, with anybody, even if it's a female who had a hysterectomy. Some females had a hysterectomy, but they kept their ovaries. I go, always on the note, explain if they still have ovaries or if they still have a body part, all right? That's why the past surgical history is so crucial, especially for appendix. I don't know if you guys are aware, but if you ever have abdominal surgery and there's going to be a scar near your right lower quadrant, surgeons, and I believe they still do this, but they did this for decades, they would go and take the appendix out anyway. Because if you had a scar in the right lower abdomen and you had abdominal pain, it would, people would assume that your appendix was already out. And it was so deadly to miss an appendicitis attack that they're like, we don't want there to be any confusion and somebody thinking you don't have an appendix when you do, so we'll take the appendix out. That was also during a time when people thought the appendix was useless. It's not. I think the appendix has a lot of use. The appendix houses zillions of bacteria, so I wouldn't get it out randomly. But if you have a scar in that right lower area that looks like your appendix could be taken out, you know, for decades, and I believe they still do this, they might take the appendix out at the same time so nobody thinks you still have your appendix if you are unable to give that history. But also nowadays we do CAT scans and things like that. Well, this is brought up as there's a story that Daily Mail has an exclusive on where a transgender skateboarder, Ricky Trace, 29 years old, I guess crushed in competition a 13-year-old girl and got first prize. And she said that I wasn't going to go easy on them just because they're kids. Ricky Trace, 29 years old, is a Los Angeles-based transgender woman who was formerly known as Richard Batrace. and is a second-class petty officer in the Navy who was married to a woman and has three kids. 2 years ago, Trace started taking hormones to transition to become a woman after spending her childhood feeling guilty about cross-dressing. Last year, she submitted a social media entry to take part in a women's Olympic skateboarding qualifier, and she would have been allowed into the squad had she not failed hormone testing that found she still had too much testosterone in her body. Now, after another year of hormones, she is within the International Olympic Committee's requirements to compete as a woman. So she shot to infamy over the weekend after claiming first prize at the board competition, the border competition in New York City. It's an open competition which invites kids and adults to compete against each other. Shiloh Katori, 13 years old, won the women's competition last year, followed by 16-year-old Christine Cottom and 10-year-old Juri Ikura. This year, Shiloh came in second to Trace. Many feel it's unfair because Trace was a 27-year-old man before transitioning to a woman. She says there's no issues. She said the sport is not as physically demanding as others like swimming or running, and that age and gender don't count. So there is some controversy whether if skateboarding is, and you know, if your age or gender allows an advantage. Now, I don't really know exactly what they rate, if they rate certain jumps and height of jumps, it could be. But if there's some certain skills, you know, but when you look at figure skating, with figure skating, the male's quadruple axel or quadruple lutz or whatever they're doing now is something that's not in the female's competition. Females, I think now they've gotten to a triple axel. But I don't, you know, they used to not. In 1994, triple axel was only done by the males. So there are, I guess, you know, certain things that, you know, there are differences on. So, we are still, I guess, grappling with the best way to manage transgender rights in sports, but women's rights in sports. And I'm wondering if we're just going to have multiple categories. Originally, that was shot down when it was brought up and considered by, I think, the Olympics and other professional sports, because to have just a transgender category seems to be very isolating and very, you know, and appears discriminatory. On the flip side, though, if you have a 13-year-old girl up against a 29-year-old previous male, then, you know, there are definite distinct differences. So I don't think we've figured out what we're going to do, but it might just have to involve maybe weight, height categories. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I'm Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly's Show. Charlie writes, Dr. Dolly, have you been watching the committee hearings and what do you think about Trump's involvement in the Capitol riots? All right, I don't talk about that a lot on the show because I don't know what to think. And I'm very honest with you guys of what went through my mind with everything, okay? And I don't know what side this puts me on. But when I was announcing election results and I was, you know, going, you know, through the process that I have done multiple times before on air with radio and with election results, there were some confusing things that happened that night. Some things that I didn't really usually see. I got a lot of reports that, you know, we never got a ballot. You know, did our ballot count? You know, my friend got two ballots. People voting twice. When you walked in there, you were told, I don't need to see the ID. Did you mail in a ballot or is this your first time voting? And by the honor system, people would say, yeah. And then, you know, and it could have been on both sides that people voted twice or whatever. But sadly, I knew there was going to be chaos because we had never done an election such as this. And then when the results started to go one way, and then they said, yeah, but the mail-in ballots are showing something else. And it was perceived that mail-in ballots would be Democrat and Republicans would vote in person because Republicans would be less likely to trust the mail-in ballots. I don't know if that's 100% true, but so it was perceived that, well, yeah, the first numbers were at the polls, and then the mail-in ballots are being opened now. And then I guess in Pennsylvania, the workers want to go to sleep, get back to it the next day, set their alarm, drink some coffee, and then roll up their sleeves 12 hours later. Again, these are things that were not very, you know, run-of-the-mill routine. And so I felt that there could have been a lot of room for error. Whether the election was stolen or not, I just don't know. I heard a bunch of the allegations. I saw people get arrested for, you know, and convicted for voting for dead relatives. So I don't think any election is without its fraud. I just can't say if it would have been enough to overturn it. All I could say, and I've told you guys this, is I have never seen a Republican candidate with that much support. And so, you know, if there was doubt that George Bush won, you know, I don't know how many people would go to his, you know, rallies or whatever. But, man, people love Trump. And, in fact, some of my liberal media colleagues, you know, were posting the day before going, 97% of people who I asked who they were going to vote for said Trump. So whoever thought Biden has this in the bag, they don't. This looks like, you know, and many people in Nevada are very blue-leaning. So either they were joking or, you know, so there was a lot of shock. And so that's all I could say. So there was some, you know, disbelief. There was some shock. But, you know, if that's what happens. Then Trump had a huge, huge rally, which was huge. And I get why he had a rally on January 6th. Because if he didn't believe, when you get fired, okay, people think it's because you stunk. People think it's because you weren't liked. And Trump is a narcissist, and he wants to show that it wasn't that he was disliked. He was probably one of the more popular, you know, presidents, especially on the Republican side. And when you saw the masses, I don't know how many tens of thousands were there, it was a very impressive visual. Whether he was gloating or happy when people said, let's take it to the Capitol or not, I don't know. It's not for me to guess and surmise. My guess, though, is to see people, you know, mad that who they voted for and who they thought the country, you know, accepted didn't win, you know, must have done a lot for his ego. And we know he has an ego. Did he direct people to kill people at Capitol? I don't think he did. I don't think he did. Do I think he got an ego boost? Yeah, I think he got an ego boost. But the thought that came to my mind when all this was happening was, did Mike Pence and everybody else get thrown under the bus? I understand Mike Pence was in a very difficult position, calling the election or not. Because, again, this was uncharted territory. It would have been, you know, a very interesting move, maybe not a popular move, but it would have been very interesting if, and I brought this up, when the Olympics was postponed, you know, it would have been an interesting move to say, look, guys, we haven't even tested this process. Let's wait on the election until we can make sure this process is foolproof. And I know that wouldn't have flied. You know, and should they have said, look, guys, we have a lot of accusations and videos and accounts of fraud. I know that always seems to happen in elections, but we should look at this evidence before we call it, which is what some people wanted. The problem is if there are rules in place for things to be called by January 6th or whatever, you know, do they follow the rules? And then deal with it later. So, you know, if you thought that the election was stolen, you would have wanted there to be, you know, some more attention to detail. And you know, I mean, I'm of the thinking that we should have really tested out and seen what happens with ballots and paper ballots, and then seeing them picked up the next day after the election numbers and all the other stuff that happened. You know, it would have been really nice to have a dress rehearsal, but we didn't. So lately, what happened recently is there was a surprise witness, we were told, Cassidy Hutchinson, who said that Trump wanted to go to the Capitol with his supporters while Congress was in a joint session. But the Secret Service had said, no, we're going to take you back to the West Wing. Secret Service spokesperson Anthony Guglielmi told in a statement to CBS News that the United States Secret Service has been cooperating with the Select Committee since its inception in spring 2021 and will continue to do so, including by responding on the record to the committee regarding the new allegations surfaced in today's testimony. So Cassidy Hutchinson, which is a former White House aide, claimed that Trump wanted to go to the Capitol. He said, I am the blinking president, using the F word, take me to the Capitol now. And they said he became irate in the vehicle and tried to lunge for the steering wheel. Secret Service, we are being told, wants to respond. And we're being told they're like, no, that didn't happen. Now, this isn't a fully, I guess, professional trial. This is a committee hearing. And there's a bunch of people bringing up testimony, so there's really no cross-examination and anything like that. So, I mean, it's interesting testimony, but we're being told that her accusation that Trump was lunging for the steering wheel so he could make it to the Capitol. I didn't think he wanted to be at the Capitol, because if there was going to be any disarray, you really don't want to be there. You don't want to, I mean, I think what they're trying to say is Trump was so upset that he lost that he wanted to physically get there and stop Pence from, you know, calling the election for Biden. I don't know how believable that is. You know, you have somebody who testified under oath, but then when I'm listening to this, I'm like, well, you know, then easily just subpoena the Secret Service agent or whoever was driving the car. And we're being told that they're like, no, didn't happen. So we'll see where this goes. So I can't really comment on it. And usually, you know, these things are very sensationalized. People are now calling the aide phony that there was actually a note that she read from, and so I don't know. I don't want to make one guess versus the other. But as I told you guys, you know, what I believe is I don't think Trump wanted anyone to die, especially since a bunch of people that died were on his side. So I don't think he wanted, I don't think he wanted to lynch, you know, people in Congress. Officially, but I do think he got a huge ego boost seeing people upset about the election. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
AAA says more people will be on the roads this 4th of July weekend despite the rising gas prices. 48 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more by car. That's an all-time record for the Independence Day holiday weekend. And if you are one of the millions of Americans traveling by plane and worried about getting to your destination due to staffing shortages and bad weather, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he's keeping an eye on things.
There are going to be challenges, but we're watching it closely and we're talking to the airlines every day about their responsibility to make sure that they can accommodate any issues that weather or other curveballs might throw at them.
Fears of a recession are growing based on the latest economic numbers. GDP fell by 1.6% in the first quarter of this year. This is USA Radio News. Even as crime continues to rise in California, one area is defunding the police.
A trendy Los Angeles County community has voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite public backlash and escalating crime that spiked 137% earlier in the year. The budget for the next two fiscal years will leave West Hollywood with up to five fewer LA County Sheriff's deputies on patrol. The council did approve increasing funding for a cultural arts festival. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says some financial relief may be on the way for those who live with diabetes. The New York Democrat saying he's going to call for a vote in the Senate on a bill that would cap the price of insulin at $35 per month instead of the hundreds of dollars that it costs now. The bill does have bipartisan support. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, nothing simple. You get diabetes, and we talk about it. What diabetes is where the blood sugar doesn't get metabolized properly and put into the cells, doesn't transfer into the cells, stays in the bloodstream, causes a lot of havoc and chaos, and the insulin is like the key to the door to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell or the hallway into the door. Some people don't have enough insulin. Or some people have enough insulin, but there's something pushing against the door, so the insulin can't work really well. They have something called insulin resistance. And even though there's medications to help with insulin resistance and to help lower sugar and help kidneys dump sugar, some people just need insulin. Either their pancreas pooped out or these other medicines just aren't working. And diabetes can kill you. Can put you at risk for heart disease, stroke, clog your arteries because it's very sticky, cause cataracts, kidney disease, cause blindness, retinopathy, nephropathy, affect your kidneys, cause you to lose a leg, as infection loves the sugary taste. So we need to be extremely aggressive with diabetes. And sometimes our aggression has to translate from going from pills to giving you insulin. The problem is insulin is not cheap. It's a hormone. And it's expensive. Well, the House has now passed a bill to cap the monthly price of insulin at $35. And Sanofi, they have announced Wednesday morning that they will cut the monthly price of its insulins to $35, down from $99 previously. The announcement from Sanofi allows an uninsured to buy one or multiple insulins, and they have the Lantus and the Glargine and the Admelog and the Apidra, and they have a bunch. For $35 for a 30-day supply starting July 1. I believe the House just passed it, or the House, I think, passed it, and then now we're looking at the Senate. Hold on. Let me see if we have... I thought we just had some movement today on the price of insulin. So as the feds are moving to cap it, I think a lot of insurance companies are seeing the writing on the wall, so they're already moving to do it. Now, in 2021, about 68% of patients with commercial insurance was able to pay $35 or less out of pocket. But some people don't think it was enough. There's still many people out there that pay too much. So the question keeps coming up is, why is insulin so expensive? And so, you know, I get why drugs are expensive, because it takes a while to develop them. Takes a lot of research. Takes a lot of staff. Takes buildings, labs to run a lab, all the regulations, all the clinical trials, submission to the FDA, and then you have to market it. And your patent expires after a few years. So you have to, if you're going to make whatever profit in that small window of time, because once it goes generic, you won't make money. And so I understand what the pharmaceutical company goes through, because if we want them to make new drugs, they have to make a profit. Well, it's interesting. Vox writes, when inventor Frederick Banting discovered insulin in 2023, he refused to put his name on the patent. He felt it was unethical for a doctor to profit from a discovery that would save lives. Banting's co-inventors, James Collip and Charles Best, sold the insulin patent to the University of Toronto for just $1. They wanted everyone who needed their medication to be able to afford it. So the cost of four most popular types of insulin have now tripled over the past decade. And I do credit Obamacare for that one. By 2016, the average price per month rose to $450. Costs continue to rise. One in four people with diabetes are now saying, to heck with it, I'm just not going to take it. So, well, some of the reasons for this, they say with type 1 diabetes affects 5% of people, and those are the people that just don't have insulin. They can't make their own insulin. And those are the ones that are insulin dependent. They can't take the oral medications and keep their blood sugars where they need to be. The immune system might have attacked the beta islet cells, the insulin producing cells of the pancreas. It could have been a virus. You know how we've been thinking that COVID is turning some people diabetic? Back in the 90s, when I was in medical school, they were talking about how some diabetics might have gotten a virus as a kid. And then that hurt their pancreas. Type 2 diabetes, you can still make the insulin, but the body gets resistant. They say U.S. is a global outlier on money spent on the drug. Only 15% of the global insulin market, and generating almost half the pharmaceutical industry's insulin revenue. JAMA Internal Medicine said in the 1990s, Medicaid paid between $2.36 and $4.43 a unit per insulin. By 2014, those prices more than tripled depending on the formulation. And, of course, because Obamacare had said, look, we're going to reimburse you, so everybody raise their rates. The doctors and researchers who study it say, like EpiPens and other drugs, companies raise the cost of their products because of the lax regulatory environment around drug pricing. I don't know if it's so much that, as much as when you, remember I told you about how laws, the more laws there are, then a lot of times it starts to hurt people that the laws protect. So when you have rules that you have to provide generics, or we are not going to pay for any of your brand drugs, whatever pressure relief you can have in that confinement is where the air is going to escape. And so these companies will then try to make money on whatever isn't completely pinched and suppressed and suffocated. So many of the pharmaceutical companies were told, look, all right, Obamacare is not going to pay for brand drugs. There has to be essential services. Generics are going to be covered. Well, pharmaceutical companies don't make money on generics. They only make money on brand names. So the only way brand names get covered is if the insurance company doesn't cover it and somebody needs it, and, you know, or so they had to find another way to make income. And I'm not saying feel sorry for the pharmaceutical company, but if a pharmaceutical company is going to make drugs and make new drugs, they have to stay solvent. They have to have staff. They have to pay workers. They have to, you know, run a lab. And a lab is expensive. Our medical lab was limited. We did a CLIA wave small lab, but still, it had to have a certain number of sinks. It had to have a certain number of square footage. It had to have, you know, and these. It's expensive to have a lab, not to mention one that you're making drugs in. According to a 2017 Lancet paper, they said older insulins have been successively replaced with newer, incrementally improved products covered by numerous additional patents. The result is that more than 90% of privately insured patients with type 2 diabetes in America are prescribed the latest and costliest versions of insulin. So when I was in training, we only had a couple long-acting insulins. So you would basically be on a sliding scale where you had to prick your finger, and based on the number of your blood sugar, you would be then following a chart of how many units of insulin you needed to inject yourself. Well, now we have machines that'll see that number, that'll be implanted in you, and then give you the insulin. We have long-lasting insulin like the Lantus, where you could have that baseline insulin all day. And I mean, and fantastic that we have these newer medications, but then they're not going to be as cheap as the older ones. So, you know, people don't like the idea of cost of innovation and all that, but if you want a pharmaceutical company to make drugs, they got to make money. And they can't just make $100 profit. So, you know, and then, of course, there could be. Look, you know, we're going to make money on what we can because we're getting pinched. And that's the other thing, too. You know, there's so much regulation that companies are like, look, you know, the axe is going to fall. So we better make whatever money we can now. And that's why insurance companies raise their rates during Obamacare. That's why we've had gas prices rise. Everyone's going to try to make their money now. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I found the forum for those of you. All right, just trying to post the forum for those of you who live in Nevada that are trying to get your Clark County property taxes down. They gave us less than 2 days' notice, and there's a cap of 3% that apparently got voted in and that nobody knew about. So luckily we now have it. So for those of you, I'll try to do a better posting of it, but right now it's a little confusing for people. So hold on 1 second, and I'm going to say, or here is the form to mail in. Okay, so if you guys go to my Facebook and you see my video on this and you live in Nevada, to email, let me just put that, I'm putting it on there. All right, sorry guys, thought the break was going to be long enough for me to do this for you guys, but it's there. Alright, so for those of you who live in West Hollywood, man, you guys just got a defunding of the police. And I know this is not something that everybody voted for. So apparently we are being told that the West Hollywood has voted to defund the Sheriff's Department despite soaring crime. The council passed a budget with a 3-2 vote Monday, with Mayor Lauren Meister and Councilman John Erickson voting against it. West Hollywood City Council approved keeping bars open until 4 a.m. and increased funding for a Russian arts festival. The vote came just 3 months after the L.A. County Sheriff's Department reported that crime in West Hollywood jumped 137% in February 2022 compared to last year. According to Erickson, he said, with the public safety crisis and residents, businesses, and tourists expecting us to deliver, I do not think this approach, while timed out, would help the community achieve our goals by creating a safer West Hollywood. It has a community of 35,000 residents. It is a West Hollywood pretty, I mean, I was born in Cedars of Lebanon, which is now Cedars of Sinai, which is within Hollywood. I just don't know if it's west. I got to double check. So I was born in Hollywood. I just don't remember how trendy things were because we moved when I was six because my parents couldn't afford to live there. So Tuesday's council vote means that for the next two fiscal years, funds that were meant to pay the salaries of up to five sheriff's deputies will be funneled instead to the city's block-by-block program, which provides unarmed security ambassadors. This block-by-block program was pretty controversial because you have unarmed individuals that are going to be trying to take on matters that cops have been murdered for. I see both sides. People are like, look, if we could have community members get involved, de-escalate, like a lot of people have, the police don't have to get involved, and then people might not be accidentally shot or hurt during a detainment. They don't have to resist arrest and then, you know, sadly get shot instead of tased. As I said, one of the most dangerous times are people resisting arrest. That's when apparently a lot of these injuries happen. And apparently people don't have the memo to not resist arrest, but it's because they don't want to go to jail and they think they could get away. One person got away, and then he decided to point a laser pointer at the cop, and the cop thought it was a gun and shot him. Was that in the Wendy's parking lot? So, reducing the sheriff's department, they say the funds are going to be redistributed. The money from reducing the headcount by four, they are going to pay for 30 unarmed security ambassadors. And Seppi Shine, who led the vote, said it's the city's best bang for the buck. She also voted for the city to spend $85,000 updating the LGBTQ crosswalk to be more inclusive. The city will also spend $50,000 on its Russian Culture Festival, which apparently will forgo celebrating after the invasion of Ukraine. So, listen, you know, I live in an area where we have a lot of crime. And I get that it is not easy. It is not easy for our cops who bust their butts and put their lives on the line. It's not easy for people who are victims of crime. And it's not easy for parents of kids who get into trouble and then put themselves at risk for being shot when they resist arrest or when something egregious happens during their detainment. And so what's the answer? So some people say, well, less cops. Well, I would rather see more training. I mean, you know, and I think some of our law enforcement are trained really, really well. But as you saw with George Floyd, four of them could not keep George Floyd in the back of the cop car. George Floyd kicked himself out of the cop car, screaming, he can't breathe. Then he was detained, held down, face down on the ground, knee to the neck, still saying he can't breathe, and then he ends up dying before the paramedics get there. And so you wonder why four cops couldn't, you know, he was in the cop car. Why couldn't they keep him there? You know, are we, you know, not able to manage some of the physical requirements of detaining people? The gentleman that was shot escaping when the female cop thought it was a taser and instead shot him with a gun. You saw for a few seconds people fumbling, the officers fumbling, trying to get the the handcuffs on him. So when he realized he wasn't handcuffed, he's like, I'm going to make a run for it. Jumped in the car, went for it, but when, instead of her pill and her taser, she pulled a gun, shot him, and he died. So then if you look back, you're like, if they could have gotten the handcuffs on him, then maybe he wouldn't have run and then gotten killed. So you could go back and go, okay, we need to do a better job of getting handcuffs on people. We do a better job of getting people in the cop car and keeping them there. We need to do a better job of getting a person into the vehicle without them getting a spinal cord injury. And sadly, wasn't there a gentleman that was on a United Air flight? I think he was a doctor. I forget. And he was thrashing around when they were trying to pull him off, and then he ends up hurting himself. And then I think he ends up suing. And I'm like, but if you didn't thrash around, you wouldn't have gotten hurt. But I get it. You know, people don't want to be contained. It's an animalistic instinct that a lot of us have to be like, I don't want to go. I want to fight it. You know, how do you know it's not a fake, you know, person that's... So I see, you know, both sides. It's just we're now in a position, or we're now facing a country that is wrought with crime. And I can't tell you how many times I just get local alerts of people getting shot. And I always worry, and I check on my friends and family, and you guys okay? You all okay? You know, I was, there were some doctors I was hanging out with over the weekend, and, you know, who, you know, say in their area, they always hear pop, 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 pop. And I'm like, look, you got to do what I used to do, is no bed frame. Get that bed on the ground. Get that mattress on the ground. Because, you know, if you live in an area where there's shots, and I lived in areas where there were shots, you got to be below, you got to be as low as possible. Get rid of the bed frame and sleep on a mattress on the ground. I mean, that's where we are right now. And it doesn't matter what area of town you live in, there's crime everywhere. So when you see a city say, look, what we're going to try to do is we're going to try to take away money from the police, so at least we get that, yay, we defunded the police. But instead, you know, we're going to have like city, you know, people who are like social worker types. I would say still arm them, still give them something to protect themselves. I'm sorry, I forget which city the story came in, but wasn't there like a CPS worker who felt her life was, I think she was shot when she tried to do a simple family inspection. I mean, people's lives are at stake when they go into people's homes. And so, I don't know. There's got to be a better way. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.